Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onale Deni with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wraps up five-nation tour. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says intellectual and cultural rise significant for India as global power. Centre approves over 1,000 crore rupees to six disaster-hit states, including four in Northeast. And Nagaland makes debut at World Expo 2025, showcases investment potential. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi today after his five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. During the visits, Mr. Modi interacted with the heads of state of these nations to discuss further strengthening of ties with India. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that India's rise as a global power must be accompanied by the rise of its intellectual and cultural gravitas. Addressing a conference on Indian knowledge systems at Jawaharlal Nehru University in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar highlighted that a rise without intellectual and cultural rise is not lasting and not aligned in harmony with the traditions of the country.
The strength of the nation inhabits in its originality of its thought, the timelessness of its values, and the resilience of its intellectual traditions. That is the kind of soft power that endures. And soft power is potent in the world we live.
He added that ancient India was home to luminous centers of intellectual life. Calling for focused action to strengthen Indian knowledge systems, Mr. Dhankar emphasized the creation of digitized repositories of classical Indian texts covering all classical languages such as Sanskrit, Tamil, Pali and Prakrit. The central government has approved the release of over 1,066 crore rupees to six flood and landslides affected states, including four in the Northeast. According to the Home Ministry, over 375 crore rupees has been sanctioned for Assam, more than 29 crore rupees to Manipur, over 30 crore rupees to Meghalaya, more than 22 crore rupees to Mizoram, over 153 crore rupees to Kerala and over 455 crore rupees to Uttarakhand as central share under State Disaster Response Fund. These states have been affected due to extremely heavy rainfall, floods and landslides during the southwest monsoon. The ministry said the government is fully committed to provide all possible assistance to flood, landslides, cloudburst affected states. As relentless rains lash the northeast, causing widespread destruction, the Indian Army has launched extensive humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations under Operation Jal Rahat 2 with coordinated deployment across Nagaland, Assam and Manipur. Today, the Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur formally requisitioned the Army's assistance after floods inundated Singrijan Colony, one of the worst hit areas. In response, an engineer task force team was swiftly deployed. While a verbal de-requisition was received later, the Army remains on standby with resources mobilized through the Flood Relief Control Center at Headquarters Inspector General, Assam Rifles North. So far, the Army has deployed 40 relief columns across the region, rescuing over 3,800 people and distributing food, water and medical aid. Nagaland has made a historic debut at the World Expo 2025 in Osaka, Japan, marking its first ever official participation at the global event. Delivering the keynote address at a special session, Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo emphasized the state government's commitment to creating a secure, transparent and investor-friendly environment. He highlighted Nagaland's strategic location as a gateway to the ASEAN region, and assured global partners of the state's stability, safety and robust support system for investments, including single window clearances and high implementation standards. Advisor for Industries and Commerce, Hekani Jakhalu, led B2B engagements showcasing Nagaland's potential in food processing, agri-tech and startup sectors. The advisor underlined the state's skilled young workforce and policies designed to attract global collaboration. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted that the loan recovery practices of non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, must be conducted in a fair, empathetic and respectful manner, as well as strictly aligning with the RBI's Fair Practices Code. Addressing the NBFC Symposium 2025 in New Delhi today, the minister said that financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation.
Financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation. Lending should be based on genuine needs and repayment capacity of the customers. Loans should not be aggressively marketed or pushed.
The minister also underscored the need for NBFCs to integrate governance, risk management and customer protection as part of their core beliefs and ethics. A delegation from the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, visited Nagaland to review the progress of the Medical College Hospital project at the Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research in Kohima. The team, comprising Senior Representative Arima, Additional Chief Development Specialist Aditi Puri and Additional Lead Project Officer Mahua Mukherjee, held detailed discussions with officials from the State Health and Family Welfare Department. Chief Secretary of Nagaland, Dr. J. Alam, has underscored human resource as the state's most valuable asset. Inaugurating the Vision Nagaland Hall at the Administrative Training Institute, ATI, in Kohima today, he called for continuous investment in human resources development. He also highlighted the need for providing top-notch facilities to support ATI's high-level government training programs, which draw both national and international experts. Director of ATI and Secretary for Economics and Statistics, Akunu S. Meyase, reaffirmed ATI's commitment to excellence through upgraded infrastructure, faculty and capacity building programs. Completed within 3 months, the hall has a sitting capacity of about 100. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that universities will play a key role in achieving the goal of a Viksit Bharat. Inaugurating the two-day Conference of Vice Chancellors of Central Universities in Kevadia, Narmada, Mr. Pradhan said that there has been a fundamental change in the higher education structure of the country in the last decade.
अगर हम पिछले 10 साल की 11 साल की समीक्षा करते हैं 2014-15 की बेसलाइन डाटा से आज हम लोगों की 30% इंक्रीज हुई है उच्च शिक्षा की पार्टिसिपेशन उसमें से महिलाओं की सबसे ज्यादा हुई है 38% हमारी पीएचडी स्कॉलर्स की संख्या बढ़ी है हमारी शेड्यूल ट्राइब स्टूडेंट्स की 14 की तुलना में अभी 10% ग्रोथ हुई है एससी की शेड्यूल कास्ट की हमारी 8% ग्रोथ हुई है
The conference has been organized by the Education Ministry with the aim of making the implementation of the National Education Policy 2020 more dynamic and aimed at offering premium organic food products sourced from Nagaland farms to urban customers. The Naga Organic Outlet was inaugurated at Safdarjung in New Delhi. Set up under the center's mission Organic Value Chain Development for Northeastern Region, The outlet will serve as a display and delivery point for certified organic products. Inaugurating the outlet yesterday, Joint Resident Commissioner Nagaland House New Delhi, Sharon Longchari, called the initiative a vital link between Naga farmers and Delhi markets and commended Green Caravan, the impaneled service provider under the State Agriculture Department. The store features a variety of products from 17 farmer-producer companies across various districts of Nagaland. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi wraps up Five Nation Tour. Vice President Jagdeep Thangkar says intellectual and cultural rise significant for India as global power. Centre approves over 1,000 crore rupees to six disaster-hit states, including four in Northeast. And Nagaland makes debut at World Expo 2025, showcases investment potential. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.